This episode brought to you by Kawaii Box. Plushies, pillows, keychains, and more from Japan to you. And by Rotella Resale, collectibles, toys, and novelty items. For more information, stick around to the break or check the description box below.
And now, our feature presentation.
Gentlemen and everything between, and welcome to SuperFanCom. Have you seen any good movies lately? I am Rick, and today I am joined by Jace.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, pal?
Exhausted. It has been crazy.
I feel you. And get ready, gamers, because today we are checking out 1982's Joysticks.
I like fun just as much as the next guy, but it's my first day at the arcade.
You work at the video arcade?
Here at theaters are closed at horrible video arcade.
Danny, would you like to get out of my way, okay?
I am laying down the law about that arcade, young lady.
I don't want the police to know anything about this. But I got an idea.
I want to go to the arcade, like, I am going to go.
Wiggle left, jerk it right, something everything inside.
Shit, if you want to get out safely, you better act now, you understand?
Now, to the door.
I want you out of here, Rudder. Private gathering.
Joystick.
I need to wait.
Demonstration to close down the arcade.
Lex and Ruby.
Yeah.
From right here in River City, Bailey's Video Arcade.
Yeah, all right.
I came here as a shock parent, a concerned parent who cares very deeply about all the children of this community. What takes place here, day after day, stands as testament to the rotting moral decay of our society.
Rudder was determined to close us down from the moment he walked into this room.
The man's a driven asshole.
Basically set in arcade. I figured we do this one because we're both gamers. We're both from the 80s. We both love awful cheesy movies.
Yeah. And you guys can follow, boy, does this seem pretty bad.
Just
based off the synopsis.
It's awful, and it's I love this movie.
Oh boy!
Yeah, you guys can join us at home. The full length will be on YouTube, and you're listening to us talk about it, and then we will get into the review right after this.
Rotella Resale, your premier collectibles, toys, and novelty retailer. Find the best and hard-to-find diecast vehicles and action figures, some of the most popular vinyl LPs, Zippo lighters, and comics. Support the best artists with our rock t-shirts and posters. You will find so much more at RotellaResale.com with free shipping on U.S. orders. Use promo code RADIO for 10% off your order. Visit RotellaResale.com. That is RotellaResale.com.
Hey, all, Rick here. Welcome to the ad break. First of all, thank you for Rotella Resale for the ad. And also JCA's for stopping by to help watch and review this movie. If you would like to watch this movie with us, it is free on Tubi. I cut out the reaction of us watching this movie for the audio listeners, but for the YouTube section, you are more than welcome to load it up. It's free on Tubi. Right after this ad, I'll say 3, 2, 1, go, hit play, and you'll be right in. If not, you'll just skip right directly to our review. But also, I'd like to thank Kawaii Box. Looking for stuff from Japan like keychains, plushies, pillows, and more? Check out the link in the description box below. It's one way to help us out. Also, we have a PayPal if you want to donate some money to help better our equipment, better our channel, and just better ourselves. Doing this podcast for free, and every little bit helps. Thank you all for listening, watching, and enjoying this. And on 3, 2, 1, go, we will hit the movie. But if not, enjoy our review of this movie. In 3, 2, 1, play. And we're back.
So Jace, thoughts?
You certainly can't get away with a movie like this nowadays. Yowza.
So, as a gamer, how would you describe this movie to someone?
Cringe.
Apt.
I wish that this was a little bit later on in the evening, because it's just a little too early for drinking. So I'd say the most novel thing about this was the giant ass joysticks during the gaming showdowns, which reminded me of somebody at Sega must have seen that and went, "Oh, what a novel idea." Because there was an arcade machine called Tetris Giant that came out with like a giant projection screen and these huge joysticks with like freaking dodgeball sized like freaking knobs on the joysticks. And like, that's what they looked like, you know, and like, that's all I could see when I saw them, like that and like the showdown from The Wizard. So clearly The people who made The Wizard saw this movie and went, "Yeah, we can do that one better."
Yeah.
So they must have had some sponsorship from Bally Midway or just Midway or whatever they were at the time of making this movie, because there was a lot of the Midway games. They had some Taito games there, but a lot of Midway. They had Pac-Man front and center.
Oh, yeah. Especially the screen transitions.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the bits. Best character.
I gotta go with what's his name there? The technician.
Dorfus,
yeah. Dorfus was funny.
Oh yeah. He's a proto Chris Farley.
More or less, yeah. He's your stereotypical funny fat man character.
Yeah. For me, it was a tie between King Vidiot and Patsy. I don't know why I like Patsy. She's a valley girl who likes gaming. It's hilarious.
I feel like Patsy kind of falls in with like the kind of character that you see in like in anime, like Marin Kitagawa and My Dress Up Darling or Dress Up Doll, like that anime, like, you know, the ideal girl that you never see type of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, Vidiot is just a fun character. He is very much stereotypical 80s, like neon punk. I did like that.
And his cronies were hilarious.
Oh God. that was funny. Yeah, they all just kind of fell in line.
Yeah.
Oh God, the little freaking Shriner motorcycles. We get wheels? Oh my God.
Worst character.
I gotta say, like, the arcade owner guy was probably kind of the blandest character out of all of them, and kind of insufferable.
A little bit, yeah. I was not a fan of the Stooges, the guy, the one who looked like Pro Jared, and the other one.
You know, I mean, they did their job well enough as being, like, yeah, these slapstick, like, you know, Stooges. But I mean, like, if the arcade owner was supposed to be the guy we were supposed to root for, they did not set him up to be a very likable guy at the very beginning of the movie.
Oh, God.
He's a very attractive douche.
Yes.
It's just, you know, if he is our hero, why is he such an attractive douche? Right. Oh, it felt very miscast.
Yeah. Favorite scene?
That one's a little tough. I want to say most of the time I was like really just captivated by looking at the arcade and trying to like see all the different machines.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It was the setting really that had me like wanting to like stop and soak it all in, because it's like, ooh, you know, like the set dressing and all of that. The scene itself, like, no one scene in particular really like jumps out at me, you know, maybe the first game showdown when they first showed off that gaming arena. Yep.
Yeah. And then like Dorfus just basically nopes out for a few, finds a candy bar, then like gets in the zone.
Yeah. He's just like, not paying attention. Dorfus, pay attention. Hey, Dorfus. Hey, he's just, I'm going to eat this. I'm going to, you know, hey, look, a candy bar I just randomly found, you know, completely oblivious. And then
you have one life left.
Yeah. And then just gamer mode activate. Dorfus, you won. Dorfus. Savant mode activated. the kind of gamer that Billy Mitchell wishes he was.
Yes. Oh,
maybe I shouldn't say that. I don't want to get taken to court by him.
Least favorite scene.
You know, a lot of the sex scenes just felt really awkward. Like, I get that it was supposed to be like a freaking sex comedy, but like, it just felt like a little too much. I don't know. It was weird. didn't really fit the vibe.
Yeah. Maybe one or two would have been fine, but it was just too much.
Yeah.
For me, it was sneaking in and out of the house.
I was okay with that. That felt like an okay, like sex comedy moment. That seemed kind of, you know, like the sort of thing that you'd see in like an American Pie, you know, type of movie.
Favorite game shown?
Probably Kix, actually, thinking about it, just because that game takes a level of, you got to kind of shut the OCD off a little bit for it. You want to fill in the screen as fast as possible and in big chunks, but you don't want to risk it. You know, like there's a level of skill involved in that game. It's also really kind of psychedelic. There are a lot of games. It was a lot to take in, but like Kix stood out because it's just those vector graphics and everything. And, you know, that is one of my go-tos when I go to, the retro arcade that I can kill some time with for a while and, you know, rack up a high score.
Good choice. Same. Now, how would you rate this movie on a scale of positive 10 to negative 10?
Well, it wouldn't be a negative, you know, it's certainly not, you know, a bad movie. God knows I've seen some bombs. I'd probably give it like a positive 4.
Same, I'm giving it a 4.5. Because I judge it on the Dave Meltzer scale.
Well, it didn't take place at the Tokyo Dome, so...
Yeah. Well, it's not a 6, so...
Yeah. No multiplier.
No Will Ospreay. No Will Ospreay to give it the 6. Finally, buy, rent, or pass?
This would have been
as a gamer movie.
As a gamer movie, this would be like a rental from a movie store. This is a definite rental. You know, this is the sort of thing that you watch once and you're okay seeing once, maybe twice. You know, with definitely with something that you watch with friends with booze. Yeah,
absolutely.
Maybe some themed beverages.
Yeah.
So time to hit up the drunken Moogle now for some nice cocktails.
All right. Any final words before we sign off here?
Not much really, other than shameless plug for Digital Era Entertainment's Dekai podcast, the anime podcast that's weekly over at Digital Era Entertainment, where I am the co-host, and we cover current anime and other anime subjects, sometimes trips down memory lane looking at old magazines or reviews of anime of a certain year. Other times we do sort of game show things, guessing whether or not brands are real or fake brands or real or fake titles of things, like real or fake isekais, stuff like that. You know, we have a lot of fun with it over on Dekai. It's a great podcast. It's where you can usually find me, weekdays, 4 PM Eastern, over on, twitch.tv/digitalentertainmenttwitch.
Fantastic. Jace, thank you for joining me in this madness and watching this with me.
You know, it's a pleasure, you know, getting to relive some old school arcades and, my God, like yowza. So, you know, if you're going to, Rhode Island Anime Con, I might be going to that con myself. I'll have to, show you, the local retro arcade actually in Providence, free play. So it's very similar.
It's on my list because I keep hearing great things about that place.
Oh, the place is phenomenal. Great drinks, great games. So some good stuff there.
All right, thank you for joining me, guys. All the links in the description box below. See you next time. Good night.